This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thanks for being here with us today. It's Thursday. It's happy Donald Trump, President-elect Donald Trump Thursday, which we will have more of those.
We had one of these last
days. You got to turn on your microphone, buddy.
My microphone is on.
It is, but Brad doesn't want you
now,
to be heard.
Now, here I am.
It's personal.
Listen, yeah, I need you to understand who's in control here, Ryan.
Well, yeah, I think we do.
That's clear.
I think we're aware. What were you saying?
I was saying that last Thursday
really
was
loud.
Also a happy President Donald Trump Day.
Yeah.
It seems like next Thursday might be as well. So it kind of takes a little bit of the sheen off of this one. I don't know. That's just me.
False.
Oh, really?
You are incorrect. There's no sheen lost. The sheen is building.
Okay.
Yesterday during the show, I went back and watched this. Have you gone back and watched when we saw the news come through that Matt Gaetz was nominated for AG?
I have. Speaking of Sheen, winning.
Yeah, it's a different Sheen.
Right,
but yeah,
okay.
The Sheen,
just had to sneak that in while we were still there.
Did you go back? Now, we put together a short of us talking about it. Did you see us actually realize from the televisions in the studio?
No.
It's the funniest thing ever. I can't put into words what my face said when I saw that news.
Yeah, I can. I was watching your face.
Yeah, yeah. And you looked at me like when I saw your face react to my face, I think you thought we were maybe gone to nuclear war or something like that.
There was something that you had realized that I had not seen yet.
It's weird to see your face react in a way, like, it's weird for me to see my face react in a way that only other people would see in that moment. You're like, wow, I looked absolutely shocked.
I mean, that's a moment, because this is what the nation is talking about. It's one of those almost quite breakthrough, and everybody's talking about it, political appointments.
It's more surprising to me and shocking every time I remember it that Matt Gaetz is the AG appointee than Donald Trump won the election.
I know.
I have a friend, a very dear friend, who I'm more of a Rubio. I'm just going to say, let's set the Republican spectrum here. I love Marco Rubio. This person loves Matt Gaetz. And yesterday we were like, well, we each got one today. It's kind of a wash.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot at play here. There is an ethics report in the House that is supposed to be released tomorrow. And the ethics report, there have been a lot of allegations against Matt Gaetz surrounding relationships he had with, the understanding that I have is 17-year-old girls. There's a lot of stuff out there. This has been deeply and widely discussed. You might go back and remember when they were trying to elect a speaker that it was Matt Gaetz v. Kevin McCarthy. And when they implemented the rule with the new Congress that it only took one member to motion to vacate the chair. Who put that motion in? Who made that be the rule?
Matt Gaetz,
right?
Yes. Who ended up losing the speakership?
Kevin McCarthy.
Well, the reason was is that Kevin McCarthy was a part of, because he was the speaker and the Republican majority leader, or I guess minority leader before he became the speaker, that there was an ethics complaint against Matt Gaetz. And basically, my understanding is Kevin McCarthy permitted, allowed, whatever the word is, this ethics investigation to commence. Now, if you have an ethics investigation in Washington, D.C., a lot of people are going to be like, oh, well, they're setting him up.
Mm-hmm.
I understand why people are like that. We've seen, we have evidence that suggests that the Justice Department and the inner workings of the bureaucracy in Washington, D.C. can be manufactured against people because that's the swamp.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to rid the swamp. Matt Gaetz has always spoken highly on draining the swamp. So the love lost between Kevin McCarthy and Matt Gaetz, the whole like taking 18 ballots or whatever it was to get Kevin McCarthy the speakership, which lasted a few yawns, and then Mike Johnson became the speakership. That was all really founded on Matt Gaetz's disdain for Kevin McCarthy over, in many cases, personal reasons regarding the ethics investigation into Matt Gaetz. And you can go back and listen to the reporting that was taking place during that time, and people will talk about that ethics report. Yesterday, Donald Trump names Matt Gaetz as his attorney general appointee, to which our jaws dropped, and really, really unfortunate in this line of work, we didn't have words.
It's true.
We were pretty much speechless. And sometimes Pete Hegseth is a good example. That one was kind of like a what? And then you learn more about it, and then you end up going, okay, well, I kind of understand this more. I've been researching this one a little bit more. It still doesn't really make a ton of sense to me. Of all the people that you have to pick from, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. But then, a little bit after the show, news comes out. Shocker, nobody saw this coming. Matt Gaetz resigned yesterday. Matt Gaetz is not a congressman today.
Right.
He's out. Well, come to find out that ethics report was to be released tomorrow. And the reason why it was coming out tomorrow is because there is a policy in place that nothing like that gets released within months of an election. I think it goes back to like August is when they're like, okay, none of this stuff is going to come out now. We don't want this ethics report or something like that to come out and dramatically influence people's votes in an election, which I'm here or there on whether that's a good idea, whatever. So it got punted to after the election is set in. It was coming out Friday. That is a House investigation. It is an intra-organization investigation. Matt Gaetz is not in the House anymore. That investigation, that ethics report is toast. We will not consume the contents of that report unless somebody else has a way of subpoenaing it, or I don't know that it really has, if other people have access to it or legal recourse to be able to go and subpoena it or what FOIA, I don't know if any of that is even possible. Part of me thinks that maybe the House would have to choose to release it, but I'm sure Matt Gaetz has rights there as well. Matt Gaetz resigns. The ethics report doesn't come out. Matt Gaetz's side of the story is that it takes 8 weeks to officially conduct an election to replace his seat. That makes sense. So I understand that side of the story as well. So Matt Gaetz steps down immediately, which makes it so the seat is vacated, which makes it so Ron DeSantis can order his Secretary of State to conduct an election to replace his seat, which will happen, I think the date in my head is like January 3rd. So that seat will very likely go to a Republican and be that way when the new Congress, I think it's the 119th maybe, Congress commences. If this ethics report is as bad as the Kevin McCarthy's of the world say it is, Matt Gaetz is never going to make it to any sort of confirmation. Oh, Annie, but recess appointments. Matt Gaetz doesn't want this report to come out. I assume even if it were not super damning, you don't want something like that, the allegations and stuff, to be released. So Matt Gaetz has been vocal about his interest in the governorship of Florida. Ron DeSantis is going to be done in 2 years. If he doesn't get appointed to the AG position and confirmed, however they go about the confirmation through actual senatorial confirmation or recess appointments, if he withdraws his name for consideration, which people do for various reasons, Steve Moore talks about how he was, what was he appointed to? Treasury or Fed chair or something?
Steve Moore that we talked to.
No, yeah, not our boss.
Yes.
Unless he's been appointed to the cabinet at one point or another.
No,
I didn't know that.
He was supposed to be chairman of the Federal Reserve.
And they attacked him like crazy. And he said, it was terrible. So I withdrew my name for consideration. If Gates ends up withdrawing his name for consideration, if the report doesn't come out, people, you know, time may heal wounds in politics. People have short memories and then other things come out, whatever. I don't know what's going on here. But I do know that today Matt Gaetz is out of the House of Representatives. So we have the Matt Gaetz divide in the Republican Party, which I think is silly. If Matt Gaetz becomes AG, I'm not mad about it. I'm not going to be like, we were winning so much and now we're losers. That's what there are people who are saying right now, but they're on the other side of the aisle. I don't want to join them in that. I do trust Donald Trump to know what he's doing. But today, Matt Gaetz is out of the House of Representatives, and he was the biggest rabble-rouser that existed in the House of Representatives. He was the most willing to put himself in the middle of chaos to affect something that he wanted to see come to fruition. Now, that's probably what his constituents want him to do, because they keep electing him. So it's hard to look at that and say, how shameful. Because if his constituents continue to elect him, that's the check on that type of behavior. If Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's constituents keep saying, yeah, we like AOC, I don't get it, but that's not my prerogative. It's the people who get to go and fill in the circle or whatever it is for AOC on the ballot. So I mean no disrespect to the people in Matt Gaetz's district. They continue to choose him. But I don't really know how this is going to end up, but my prediction here, and I could be wrong and I'm very willing to be wrong on this, is that Gaetz will withdraw his name from consideration before a confirmation is even a possibility. Could be wrong, but that's where I think this is going.
That's all very interesting. It's just interesting, you know, political maneuvering is what that would look like. The him resigning from Congress thing, though, you know, Mike Waltz is also resigning from Florida, and he's resigning, I believe, now also to get that seat filled as fast as possible. So that there seems like there's kind of a double reason. If Matt Gaetz is doing it, it's to also get the seat filled as quickly as possible, just like Waltz's would be.
And it's a very, like I was saying before, when I mentioned that, when Matt Gaetz says he's doing that, it's a very viable, responsible reason to step down. But it's also super risky to be like, I'm gonna step down. Like, you're giving up your seat in Congress.
Yeah, for a position that will have a lot of consternation around it. Because there is no guarantee, in fact, from what you just said, it's unlikely that he would be confirmed in that position at all.
I don't think Murkowski, I don't think Collins.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't think, my understand there's, yeah, McConnell, I could see him going against it. And I really do believe that if it comes, if the recess appointment thing doesn't work, which I believe that it seems like there is a consensus, they're willing to participate in that. For this one specifically, if the Republican senators aren't willing to confirm him, I don't think he's going to push it to make them not confirm him. That's not politically advantageous to Matt Gaetz.
Yeah. The other reason why that theory makes sense to me is that the first thing I thought of yesterday after, oh my gosh, is it never struck me that Gaetz and Trump were that close. A lot of these people,
you got to be careful with the word close, though, because in politics, it's not about being close. It's about being useful.
Sure. But people like Pete Hegseth apparently had a pretty good relationship with Trump. They would talk a lot. So that makes sense. Tulsi, RFK, Elon Musk, Ramaswamy, these people getting these seats, they campaigned with him. They were very publicly with him a lot. And I didn't see that from Gaetz. Some of these names I don't know as well, so you don't necessarily know. But he was one that I thought, if they were that close.
Gaetz talks about being like one phone call away from Trump all the time.
Sure, but there's a lot of people who probably are one phone call away from Trump. who aren't going to get appointed to these positions.
Why are we assuming that Trump is doing this as a favor to Matt Gaetz and not as a favor to himself? I mean, if
Trump does is a favor to himself.
Right.
First and foremost.
If Matt Gaetz is such a rabble rouser in Congress and you don't want that sort of, because if I look at it, I look at Matt Gaetz and go, Matt Gaetz is why the last Congress was so ineffective, why Republicans weren't able to rule, because he put that rule in there. And
that's an opinion, and I agree with it.
That the speaker now has to walk on eggshells wherever he goes and can't do speaker things, which they didn't have that on the Democrat side. And you had like Nancy Pelosi just swinging that gavel wherever she needed to get whatever done she needed to get done. So Trump looks at this, says, I'm going to have Congress for 2 years for sure. We don't know what'll happen after that. Historically, people lose lose seats in the House after that. So what he wants is a very effective Congress. So he looks at this and says, well, if I do this for Matt Gaetz and he's out of Congress, then I don't have to worry about him causing trouble and my Congress can be more effective in getting my...
And I don't even think it's... I don't think anybody is doing anything for other people.
Right.
I think that it's super layered because I believe that Donald Trump knows exactly what he's doing and understands the long game more than anybody else who I've ever witnessed in politics. And if he knows that the long game is Gaetz out of Congress, maybe a future governorship for Gaetz, Donald Trump's not interested in managing Matt Gaetz's career. But I guess the question is, what's the worst that can happen here? There are two outcomes and it's all a matter of perspective. What's the worst that can happen here? Either he doesn't get confirmed to be the attorney general or he does. That's the worst that can happen, and it's 100% based on perspective. And if he becomes the attorney general, does he have the ability to do what needs to be done? I question that. And I question that I thought, boy, that seems very strange to me. But I also, looking at the long game here, I think, as the point I was making just a little bit before, that Matt Gaetz out of Congress, I don't think that there are many people in Congress right now who are crying sad tears over his absence. Comments coming in here, I think it was Scooter, was saying, but now they have three absences. That seat, I've been told by multiple sources, will absolutely go Republican. Ron DeSantis has already started the clock on the 8 weeks that are necessary in order to announce the special election being in place. It'll happen in the first days of January, and that seat will be filled before the Congress actually commences. So that's one seat that's not. And I've also been told with great confidence that Waltz's seat, super Republican, not going to flip. And I've been told that the Stefanik is, they're very confident about that one as well.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. And I mean, these are from people who are in the conversation, who are there in the House, that are saying these are going to be Republican seats. They're not worried about that. They also explained to me that they don't really want to have this thought on further nominees. Yeah. Like, okay, you made your point, but these seats will continue to be Republican, and the clock starting on them means that those seats will be filled in time to maintain a majority. So that's the YouTube live chat poll for today. Do you like Matt Gaetz as Trump's pick for attorney general? Not will he get there, not if he becomes... Not do you think that it's going to be an appointment by recess or that it's going to have to go through the confirmation or whatever. Did you hear Matt Gaetz for attorney general and go, yes? Or did you go, what? Which I don't like this pick. But if he becomes the attorney general, I'm still super happy that Donald Trump is the one who gets to pick it. So I'm just going to tell you right now, my answer for this is no. But there are worse things to worry about. But I want to get you guys your comments about this throughout the course of the show. Hans von Spakovsky is going to be with us next. Looking forward to having a conversation with him about everything that is brewing here as the cabinet is being filled. What is a recess appointment? How does that work? I bet a constitutional lawyer like Hans von Spakovsky can explain it to us. Stick around. More Annie Fry Show right around the corner.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Baby, I think choices are very good except one. Look, Gates won't get confirmed. Everybody knows that. But when you look at a Rubio, just the knowledge that he has, being in the Intel committee, I was on the Gang of Eight, and his understanding, even when you listen to the other side of the aisle, they say, he'll make a great Secretary of State. So that's strong for me. A Waltz, just his background from a Green Beret and others being the. But John Radcliffe at CIA, former DNI, that's very strong. And the difference is to what was 8 years ago today, President Trump understands the job. He knows the people that he needs around him to get there. And I think he's going to be much better prepared because he only has one term, but he'll hit the ground running this time.
We the people of the United States.
More perfect.
Our form of our perfect union.
Heritage legal expert, Hans von Spakovsky.
Well, Hans, welcome back to the show. It's good to have you here, and I appreciate the opportunity to be able to speak to somebody who understands the Constitution, how Congress works, and all that. Tell me what you're thinking about the way Donald Trump is going about these appointments, your reaction to what we have been able to consume so far.
Well, it is amazing to me how fast he's working. Look, it's only been a week since the election, really, a week and 2 days. And he's already picked out the major appointments he wants in many of the most important positions within the government. It is, boy, it's like a 180-degree difference from 2016, the first time he was elected. And it's very clear that prior experience has made him realize he has to act quickly. And you know, you just paid a good clip in which you said, look, he was in government for 4 years. He encountered many problems. He knows the kind of people that he needs and wants in those positions now. So I've actually been impressed at how quickly he's been moving.
Yeah, it seems to me like they knew that if we win, we need to work immediately following that victory. They haven't wasted any time. A lot of what we're hearing about any of the nominations that need to be confirmed by the Senate, there's a lot of push for recess appointments. Can you explain like the standard procedure and then what continues to be asked about recess appointments? We hear it so much, but I don't necessarily understand exactly how that works.
Well, when the Constitution was written, remember, we didn't have any kind of modern transportation. And so members of Congress could be away from Washington, D.C. for months at a time, very long time. So the Constitution has a provision in it that says that at a time when both houses of Congress are not in session, you know, they've taken a recess, the president has the ability to make what's called a recess appointment. So he can appoint someone to take over a position that normally you would need Senate confirmation for, And that position will last until the beginning of the next Congress. So the absolute maximum time that anybody could stay in a recess appointment is 2 years. Mm. But, you know, if you appoint somebody in December, like if Joe Biden right now appointed, made a recess appointment, that person would only serve for the rest of November and December. But both houses have to be in recess. And in order to avoid and prevent President Bush from making any recess appointments, Harry Reid set up this weird procedure for the Senate to never be in a full recess. And what they do, even when members of the Senate would go home for Christmas for 2 or 3 weeks, is every 3 days, one member of the Senate would walk into the Senate chambers, open up the Senate, wait a few minutes, and then adjourn it so that they technically are staying in session and no recess appointments could be made.
Mm. Oh, the funny games that we play in Washington, D.C.
Right.
So,
Oh, and by the way, mm-hmm. Annie, I believe I may have been one of the last recess appointments made by President Bush before Harry Reid put this new weird procedure in to prevent them. I don't think I was the reason he put that in, but gosh, who knows? I might have been.
I would just state that claim right now, Hans, until someone takes the time to prove you wrong. I would just go with that. Hans, so the recess appointments, when would those actually take place? As we hear the president saying, I nominate this person, I nominate that person, they all have to the cabinet positions have to be confirmed. My understanding is that advisors don't. Is that correct?
Right. There's only a limited number of positions in the federal government that have to go through Senate confirmation. So, for example, Matt Gaetz, you know, who he's going to nominate as attorney general, yeah, he's got to go through Senate confirmation, but the counselors, the chief assistants who would be working for Gaetz in the attorney general's office, those were all political appointments. They don't have to go through Senate confirmation. The new AG and the president can appoint anybody they want into that.
Do these appointments, would the confirmations... Well, okay, let me back up. I want to make sure I ask these questions correctly. Do you believe that these cabinet positions will be confirmed through recess appointments? Do you think that will actually happen? And if not, when will we actually see those hearings take place for confirmation?
The only way recess appointments will happen is if the new Senate leader gets rid of, and that's Senator Thune of South Dakota, if he gets rid of this artificial always stay in session procedure that Harry Reid put in place. Only if that happens could the president make a recess appointment. Now, there is a new wrinkle in this, which is there's another provision of the Constitution which people are talking about that has not actually, I think, ever been used, that says that, look, in essence, the House and the Senate, it's up to the leaders of each house to decide when they're going to have a recess and how long it is. But there's a provision in the Constitution that says that if they can't agree, the House and the Senate, on when they will be in recess, you know, if the Senate says, oh, no, we're going to keep doing business, and the House says, oh, no, we're going to take a recess for 10 days, that's a disagreement between the two. And in that case, the president is given the power to put both houses into recess and to reconvene them at a time of his choosing. So even if Senator Thune doesn't want to get rid of keeping them always in session, if the House says, well, we're going into a recess, and Thune won't agree to it, that could potentially give the president the ability to do recess appointments, which have not been made since the George Bush presidency.
And you, Hans. You. It was all comes back to Hans von Spakovsky. I love that. I don't know if you have any thoughts or comments on the series of events from about 24 hours from now, a little bit less than that. Donald Trump appoints Matt Gaetz to be the attorney general, nominates him, or however the correct phrasing is. And then we find out a few hours later that he immediately resigns his position. So today, Matt Gaetz is not a congressman anymore, as I understand it. What do you think about that series of events and the likelihood that we'll see Matt Gaetz all the way through to the place where he's become the attorney general?
Boy, I don't know how to answer that. I thought it was interesting that he resigned immediately, because he could have stayed in his position while his nomination was pending. I would have to say probably his nomination is the most controversial so far of all the nominations President Trump has made. I don't know what his chances are of confirmation. If the Republicans stay together, vote as a caucus, he'll get through. But, you know, with 53 Senate seats, it wouldn't take but a couple of defections, perhaps somebody like Lisa Murkowski out of Alaska, to allow him not to be confirmed. And I don't have a read yet on what's going to happen in the Senate. And frankly, I don't think anybody else does either.
Yeah, everything is moving so quickly. Hans von Spakovsky with us right now. Just to also clarify, if three senators defected and it was 50-50, does J.D. Vance break that tie and make the confirmation?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, as the vice president, he gets to cast a deciding vote when the Senate is tied. So, yeah, he would be very important for that.
So in any vote that the Senate is going to take where it requires the basic majority, we can afford to lose three Senate Republican votes and still, assuming J.D. Vance, who is part of the administration likely pushing this through, he gets to break that tie.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Well, Hans, there's so much to talk about, and that's going to continue to be the case. It's hard to keep up, but we're so grateful that you're here with us each week to get down to the constitution of it. It's good to know that people are still out there focusing on that. So we appreciate you, Hans. Thanks for being here today.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Yep. We'll have you back again soon. Hans von Spakovsky is the senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, a former FEC commissioner and a Department of Justice lawyer. Interesting stuff. I think it's funny how he said, I don't know how to answer that.
It's happening so fast. I mean, he just said it's been a week. It's been a week and all this is happening. So I'm sure they're trying to keep up with everything, too. And man, if the rules are that specific to how you could get a recess appointment, that's why it's valuable to have Hans on.
Yeah.
Who else is going to know that specific of how that works?
Yeah. Good conversation there with our friend Hans. Quick break. When we come back, Ryan Wiggins takes over for Wiggins America. Stories that make you say,
what?
Yeah. Matt Gaetz for AG. Huh?
We'll lead with that one.
Yeah.
Although you probably already know that one.
Man, I feel like it was 2:32:20 or something when I went back on the YouTube. I'm going to show it to you. Because I think that we exemplified what the entire country did yesterday when that news hit. Do you like it? Are you excited for it? Are you scratching your head and face-palming every time you think about it? Do you like Matt Gaetz as Trump's pick for attorney general? Yes or no? Annie Fry YouTube channel. The poll is right there in the live chat. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. I just wanted to give you a reminder that today, November 14th, is Girls Night Out at the Diamond Shop. I love, love, love the Diamond Shop. And this is a cool, cool event. If you go hang out there, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. in Clayton, Missouri. You can go to the Diamond Shop, drop by. They have amazing jewelry pieces, all of the latest trends for you if you're looking for something for yourself this holiday season or somebody you love, but don't forget about yourself. Everyone in attendance gets a chance at the grand prize, and according to their Facebook page, the grand prize is a 14-karat yellow gold diamond flower necklace, retails at $2,460, which is pretty exciting. So if you go 5:30 to 7:30, I'm working on my schedule. I'm going to see if I can make it as well. 5% of every person purchase tonight also during the event is going to this year's charity of choice, the Backstoppers. Pretty hard to argue with that. 5:30 to 7:30 tonight at the Diamond Shop.
Wiggins. Oh, Wiggins.
Well, I have a lot of stuff here, so we'll try a whole lot of stuff here.
I have a whole lot of stuff.
I can't even hardly speak it so much.
This is a whole lot.
I've been drinking some tea. It's making me feel like this. It's all the caffeine.
Inebriated Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
I know. Every once in a while, you start making a point, and I'm like, there's Jerry.
Sorry.
You'll be sorry.
I am, though, because I'm not trying.
Mimic his success. It'll be great for the show.
Yeah, right. I'll speak at commencement speeches at Yale from now on. The one that's kind of breaking news, so I'll report it first. The Daniel Penny trial. Now, we haven't been following this super closely because, gosh, there happens to be a lot of other things going on, like an election. But a big piece of news here in the Daniel Penny trial in New York. The key witness in this trial has admitted that he has lied about the way this thing went down. So Eric Gonzalez is the main witness for the prosecution. He is now saying, and he's on the Subway Rider video helping Daniel Penny hold down Jordan Neely after this thing occurred on the subway, right? He is now saying, Eric Gonzalez is saying, that he gave testimony during Penny's trial after prosecutors agreed not to charge him in exchange for testifying against Penny. And now he's saying, I did that, but I did that basically. I mean, I'm reading into this, but it seems as if the reason that he's coming out and saying, well, I did that because I was given sort of a free pass immunity by Alvin Bragg. Now he's saying, but that wasn't really true. So this is going to be a major turning point in that trial. The quote here is from a defense attorney in Philadelphia saying he is their main witness and his credibility is now shot after being confronted with this.
Wait, so the prosecutor said if you testify against Daniel Penny, then we will give you immunity?
It says after he said that he gave his testimony to Alvin Bragg. And prosecutors agreed not to charge him in exchange for that testimony. So that's the direct quote of what I'm reading. So
ooh, doggy.
Yeah, no kidding.
Let's wait and find out more.
Yeah, so that's a big story. We will continue to follow that, especially with these twists and turns happening. All right, the next one is there is a Hollywood actress. You might be familiar with her. Her name is Eva Longoria. She campaigned
for... Great Desperate Housewives. Go on.
Have you seen the show? Because I never watched
the show. Desperate Housewives?
Yeah.
Yeah, we watched it.
It was a big show.
We started watching it after it had been on for a few seasons, so we could kind of watch it at our leisure, but then... I don't know. I always feel like if there's 7 seasons, I'm going to watch 6 of them. I don't know why I never watched the last season of anything.
Of any show?
I don't know.
Really?
There's like a closure problem there, maybe?
Like you want it to continue in your mind like it never ended?
It does, because it did never end for me.
You would love the movie Never Ending Story.
The Never Ending Story. What's it, mm-hmm. Treyu?
Treyu and Bastion.
I need to watch. I got to write that down.
Artax.
That'd be a great one to watch with my kids and to see if it's as frightening as I remember it. Go on.
Yes, it is, to answer your question.
Is it just like being on drugs? I don't even know what the story was other than great sadness.
I tell you what, it is weird. It's a weird movie, and you watch it now, and you're like, this is a bizarre movie. Mm-hmm. It feels foreign. It's based on a German book. It just feels like
y'all
not
are on
something
radio.
Different.
I understand that, but if you could have seen the look that Ryan gave me of great judgment, apparently of German literature,
it's based on an old German fantasy book. I'm like, okay, come on, guys. It was made in the 80s. The turtle, you know, the turtle scene is just bizarre.
I just remember it being scary.
The swamp of despair. Yes. And then the Artax sinks into the swamp.
Oh my gosh, man. Some
the
scenes will really stick with you.
The R-O-U-S-S's? Different movie.
I don't even know what you're referring to.
Princess Bride.
Anyway, Eva Longoria.
Yeah, that's right.
She is despondent over the Trump victory and feels anxiety for people stuck in America. She says she's basically not going to live in America anymore for these 4 years.
We have an accord.
And I got to say, you know, kudos to you.
Did she say this after the election?
Yeah, she said it after the election.
So it's not some, like, super hyped false promise, like a threat. Like, if you don't vote for the right person, I'm going to leave.
No. But so many celebrities have said that, that you almost get to give her credit for doing it.
Yeah, see it through.
The thing about celebrities and this whole thing about, oh, I'm not going to live in America anymore. These celebrities, like, oh, I'm going to go summer in Milan. You don't live in America half the time anyway. So this isn't hard for you. You're not making a big sacrifice to go live.
Like, you already got a place.
Yeah, I'm going to stay in Argentina for the next, like, I don't know, 4 months.
I just want them to make sure that they take all of their investments and money with them when they leave. So if there's prosperity in America because Donald Trump's economy is in play, you don't get to participate in that either.
Yeah, and if the U.S. dollar continues to become stronger, you should not benefit from that.
Yeah.
I got to play my little sounder. What? I mean, what?
Yeah. You don't play that sounder, and I'm like, what?
People are like, what segment is this? That's just a reminder. Real quick, the 5 words or phrases you should never Google to avoid being hacked. These are...
Everyone's going to do this now.
Oddly specific.
You deserve it if you do, though.
Customer service numbers. Says don't Google them. Find them on the company's website.
I literally Googled today Southwest, call Southwest Airlines.
I do the same thing.
It's the only one. But ironically, the reason why I Googled it is because there is a scam that's out there. Is it an 800 or is it an 888 number or something like that? And one of them is 100% a scam.
Mm-hmm. So don't Google customer service numbers. Money-making searches, that seems kind of broad, but these are specific. Google Authenticator. It says if you're looking for a Google authenticator, find the real deal.
What is that?
Don't Google it. It's some...
You're giving us new things to learn to not use.
An app requiring a login to... I don't know.
Okay.
This is very, very deep.
What?
Sports mental toughness questionnaires. Don't do that. And the last one...
This is really helpful. It really...
This is from the New York Post, so I thought, well, my people must be doing this.
Just remember, when you share this information with people, you got it here.
The last one, do not Google this.
On the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Do not Google online Viagra. And that's the one that I thought mainly...
Is that what happened to you?
We need to get that out there and make sure people know. Do not Google that. Wait for somebody to send you a really legit advertisement.
For Viagra?
For Viagra.
I'll wait.
In your email that starts with, like, are you experiencing problems in the bedroom? XYXXXO. I get these spam messages all the time, if you can't tell.
We're going to bank on Tyrus to get this shit corrected here. Is that okay with you? Tyrus on the Annie Price Show next. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy.
or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.